Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here. And I just got back from another amazing HCI Live event, and I am so excited to share this story with you. I met health and life coach Kendra Swift at the event and heard her incredible story, and I feel like this should be the first one that I share post-event. Kendra made a huge sacrifice, and during the time that she was doing this for her best friend's father, she discovered her true passion, health and life coaching. Kendra, thank you again for sharing your story with me. All you Better Than Ever podcast listeners, enjoy and welcome home from HCI Live.
Can you give me a little insight into your background and what you were doing prior to discovering health coaching?
Sure. So it's been about an 18-month process of kind of reversing and trying to figure out. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I thought the corporate world is where you needed to be successful. And so I kind of went down that route. It wasn't until last November, my friend came up to me and explained to me that her father needed a kidney transplant, that he had to have one. And so I sympathized with her. It was extremely heartbreaking. I was devastated for her and the family, having known them for a while. I'd seen him healthy, and he wasn't healthy anymore, and it was sad to see him deteriorate like that. So she told me, and I was like, hopefully someone will step forth and be a donor for you. Like, you need this, like, for your family. And I just kind of brushed it off and went about my day. Well, I'm a faith-based person, and that's something that's really important to me. And so I'll never forget it. I was sitting down doing my hair in the morning one morning. My kids were running around being crazy. And I heard this voice go through my head that said, "You're a perfect match." And I'll never forget it. And it was super intense, and it was really calm, and it wasn't my voice. And I thought it was like subconsciously, like I was thinking something. So I just brushed it off and kind of went about my day. And I was like, well, that was really strange. Like, that was the weirdest thing. And I just continued on about my day, and a few donors stepped forward for him, and they didn't pass the testing. And then a few more stepped forward, and they didn't pass the testing. And it's not really common for a ton of people to step forward and all get denied being a donor. And so I kind of went about, it was almost a year later, I kept hearing this voice still, and it was intensifying, and it was getting louder. Till finally I was just like, no, like, I have to do this. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my purpose here, is to give this man a kidney. And so I went in and got the testing, and they said that I was such a perfect match that they asked if we were related. And I said, no, we're not related. And there's a series of testing that you go through, but I kept telling them, you know, the entire time, I know that I'm gonna pass these tests because I was told I'm supposed to donate this kidney. And they were kind of caught off by it, but I ended up flying through the testing, and I was his donor. But in order for me to donate, I wanted to make sure that I was giving the best kidney possible, and that's kind of where HCI comes in. And so I started being more aware of my body and what I was putting in it. I knew that I was giving him something, and I wanted to give him the best organ that I could. So I started taking care of myself. I was 180 pounds at that point. I was sitting in front of a computer all day. I wasn't exercising. And so I made it a point to make sure that I got myself healthy. So I started doing a Whole30 diet, and I started exercising routinely. I ended up losing about 55 pounds. Yeah, it was insane. So I went about losing about 55 pounds, and I went through the process. And by the point that I was ready to donate, they said that I was, after I donated, they said that it was one of the best transplants that hospital has ever seen. It was so smoothly that they had to actually prep my recipient a lot quicker than anticipated, because my surgery went a lot quicker than they were expecting because of the condition that my body was in, because I was paying attention and I was being healthy. But I realized through the entire process how passionate I was about food and what it does to your body. And oh my gosh, how do people not know about this? Like, how do they not realize this? Like, all this, we're poisoning our own bodies. We're doing this to our own selves. And I was just, I needed everyone to understand that. And I realized in that moment that I found my purpose. My purpose was to give this man my kidney, but it was also to explain to people the importance of being healthy and the importance of making sure that you're paying attention to what you're putting in your mouth, what you're putting in your kid's mouth. It's a real thing and it's really scary. And so I found my passion that way. After the kidney donation, I went on to help St. Vincent a little bit with their donations, like their kidney donors. Will call me before they're having surgery to kind of get some, I guess, advice and some questions out. And so I help with that. I've worked with them on like pamphlets there and I've done a bunch of different things for them. But then I was like, there's got to be something where I can connect the dots together. Like there has to be something where I can take kidney donating, because I'm so passionate about being an advocate about it, and health coaching, and how I'm so passionate about being an advocate for people and, you know, being their voice when they don't have one, and making sure sometimes people just don't realize, and just trying to be that voice for them. And so, and being someone that like kind of finds that medium with what makes you happy, finding your purpose. You know, my thing, I have a website and it's called The Purpose Driven Life. And I always say, you got to find your purpose on purpose. You have to do it. We're here to grow and to give, and that's what we're here for. And that's kind of when HCI got involved. I was scrolling through and I'm like, there's got to be something more. And I just kind of looked up like life coaching, and they popped up, and I'm like, wow, what is this? Like, I wasn't sure what it was. And I clicked on the link and I started reading through like the testimonials and like all this stuff. And it just seemed so great and so amazing. I picked up the phone instantly and called, and I don't even remember who I talked to, but they were so reassuring. And it was just, I knew that that's what I needed to do. And so I joined without hesitation, and it's really been a phenomenal experience for me. I'm digging out things that I never even realized were there, and it's just been awesome. And so I'm just excited to be this health coach and this life coach and this advocate for people, and to give them a voice when they don't have one, and to get them to understand. So yeah,
that was the best story I've heard this entire week.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And you know, it's so funny because I'm so faith-based. Like, there's this Bible verse that was following me around. It's Esther 4:14. It's, perhaps this is the moment in which you were created. And it's something that's very important to me. I actually got it tattooed on my arm, and it has my surgery date. I gave him my kidney this past March. So 3/7/18. But it was funny because the road that we had to turn onto to donate was Esther Road, and our nurse's name was Esther. I'm like, this is really weird. Like, things like this just don't happen. So it was just reassuring to me that I was where I needed to be. I actually ran my first marathon after my donation. I run marathons. And when I looked down at my bib number after I got done running, it was 3/7/8, and my surgery date was 3/7/18. And I'm like, that just doesn't happen. Like, how does that happen? And I'm like, this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to just get everything out. I'm so excited about it. And I just want everyone to know, like, how life-changing, just finding what you're here to do, how life-changing that is for you.
It's like you didn't really have a choice. Like, it pushed you and found you and was like, okay, this is it.
100%. It was loud and it was stern, and it was, this is your path. And that's why I said before, you're here to grow and to give. We're not here to do what we feel like we're here to do. We're put here for a purpose, and we just got to figure out what that is. Like, what am I here to give to other people? And is that's to give them a voice, if that's to give them a path, if that's to give them good health, whatever that is, that's what I'm here to do. And so that's my goal. And wow. Yeah, I feel like HCI is like the perfect outlet for that. It's given me like this amazing platform to be able to do this, and the tools that I would have never had going through like any normal program.
And I didn't ask this earlier, but how is the gentleman who you donated your kidney to doing?
He's doing awesome. So he was actually on dialysis for 9 hours a day. And at the point where we were going to give or have the surgery, he was getting ready to add an additional 2 hours. And so what that would look like on his normal day is he would have to plug up to, he did dialysis at home, a machine at night around 9, and he couldn't get off of that machine at all for 9 hours. So he would have to like wear the cords to use the bathroom or whatever he needed to do. And it was a pivotal thing for me when he said to me the other day, that I picked up my granddaughters for the first time. He could never pick them up. He didn't have the strength and he didn't have the energy. And he said, you gave me the opportunity to be able to pick up my grandkids.
And this was a friend's father, right?
It was my, yeah.
How does it make you feel to know that you were able to make that big of an impact on someone you love's life?
I'm sorry. I told him. I told him that he thought that I was saving his life. In reality, he was saving mine. I would have never found my purpose or my passion, and I would have been this lifeless person, just existing. And he gave me a reason to exist, truly. And it's such a powerful thing for me. So I appreciate him for that. So I feel like that was another reason why it needed to happen, like why I was chosen to do this, because I knew that I had the voice for it too. It's just completely changed my life, totally changed my life. And I never expected it, ever. I thought I was just giving a kidney to this man who needed it to survive, and I never anticipated what I would have got out of it. So. Been awesome.
Makes you think, like, all those times you hear that little voice, maybe we should start listening to it some
it's
more.
It's true. It's so true. And now I pay more attention, and it's so interesting the things that you start noticing when you pay more attention and you're more intentional with it. So I just wish more people would pay attention. Truly. I mean, I think to myself, oh my gosh, if I would have just paid attention sooner, he could have had a kidney sooner. But I don't think that I was mentally or emotionally ready for it. And so I think it came at the time when I was ready. And I was ready to change my eating habits, and I was ready to change my life and, you know, do all of that stuff to help him. So
can you imagine what life would be like if you hadn't have just, like, stopped and listened and finally given in? Like, I mean, totally different. You wouldn't be here now.
I wouldn't be here now. Nope. It's that is what led me here. Led me here because I needed to find a way and to focus on a way to get people to understand how powerful finding what makes your heart beat and doing that truly. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.